in the second Sefer, we did the Hakdama.
Oh,
you've been listening. Oh, okay, so you know what's going on there. Okay. We said we're shifting from Avram to Yitzchak. Yitzchak is Mesiras Nefesh. When we spoke about what the difference between Imunah and Betochen is. Imunah is the Halacha. Betochen is the Kiyum Lamaisa. We spoke about Rashi's Pshat in Tomim Tiyum Hashem Elokecha, which we're going to work through more now. Now we're in Perek Beis. Betochen Mahu. What is Betochen? Ein lecha sugya, and we mentioned this, yoise murkeves misugya sabatochen v'ashem. You won't find a more complex subject made up of many, many pieces than you will in the sugya of betochen. Rabbo is kvanichta v'nemo idus sugya ze. The enormous, enormous amounts been written on this, spoken on this, given on this. I remember 30 years ago, I was in Osamayach, Rav Moshe Shapira Zatzal had just given his 45th shiur in the Betochen series. I don't know where he got to. I don't know how he got to just before his nifta, but I'm saying this. L'maisa shnei mahalchim ikrim v'yisoidim anuroyim lifneinu v'divra rishonim v'achroinim. Having said that there's multiple pshatim and everyone's written their own book on it, there's two main streams, two main mahalchim in Betochen that we see in the Rishonim and the Achronim. The Maaseh, it goes back to the Tanoim already. Eloheim shnei kavim hasoisrim v'noigdim zeh betachlis. There are two paths that are mutually exclusive. They mamash contradict each other completely. And everyone is usually, as it is, have their rias from the Rishonim, the Gemaras. They are both correct, they're both right. So how can they be mutually exclusive? The biggest detraction from working on Betochen is we don't have clarity in Betochen. We don't have clarity in the sugyas. We push it aside. There's just too much. I don't know what's talking about. This one says this, one says this, one this. You kind of do whatever you feel like on the moment, and nobody really gets a real tfis on Betochen. You just take out the Shara Betochen in the Chovas HaLevavos, you learn it 20 times, and you realize you haven't got a clue what he's talking about. A clue. If you learn that like a Rishon, what are we doing here? You have to know how to extract the MS from this. We're going to try here, to the best of our ability, to try and get the sugya clear. Try to understand the difference in the main shittas, and then come away with a clear halacha lemaisa of what the correct betochen in this generation is. Hashita rishona, ki shittas Rabbeinu Yoina v'chovas halavavos. We're going to call it the Shittas HaChovas Lavavos from now on in. L'daitam b'tochen pirushu hu shima adam yiftach b'kodesh boruch hu b'tochen male. If a person is what the Chovas Lavavos calls a Baal b'tochen, he has full 100% b'tochen in Hashem. Hashem yimalez shelo sof. You have whatever you want, you get. You get to a level of b'tochen, whatever you want, whatever you need, you'll have. Gam yishenu roi li Yeshua. Even somebody who doesn't deserve it, the big tumultus. If his betochen is 100% strong, you get whatever you want. It's interesting that he's saying this in the Chovas HaLevavos. It's not so poshut. Chovas HaLevavos seems to say that it's not like that. And the Chofetz Chaim brings us machlekes between the Vilna Goyen and the Chovas HaLevavos. The Vilna Goyen says mefurish, this Yalkut, and he paskins this Yalkut. And the Chovas HaLevavos doesn't seem to say like that. I've never had a chance to ask him why he's loading the Chovas HaLevavos learns like this. Because Pashtus in the Chovas HaLevavos, he's saying that it's not true. Not like, he doesn't hold on this. That Abateach Ba'ashem, Afilu Rosh HaGomer, it's chesed of saying it seems from whatever you have to, not poshut, but anyway, it seems he's holding not like that. Okay, he holds it like that. He's learning the other way. But what is correct is that the mission of the Chofetz Chaim in the Lozochewe paskins like the Vilna Goyen.
That's not the Vilna Goyim. And the Chofetz Chaim was the Poisek Achra. It means the halacha is that even if you're not worthy, even if you're a Roshah, but if you have betochen in Hashem, and you have betochen muchlat, so then chesed yisov avenu. Hashem will give you what you want. Nothing to do with your maisim. So that's very comforting. That's the question of Tzadik Viralo. Tzadik Viralo. Okay, let's see. We said there's two shittas, maybe more carb. There's a musag of the betochen itself, because it creates enough schus that a person will be saved, will get what he needs. The shittas zu, hashalva habo beikvas habetochen, hiya agosha shevade misholes libi hitmalenu. The menuchas hanefesh, as we said, that's the essence of betochen, is menuchas hanefesh. The menuchas hanefesh, and this shita comes from the fact that I know that I'm going to get whatever I want. So I'm chilled. I don't know, I say anything, because whatever I want, I ask, I get. It's like having your own printing machine. Shani betoch v'Hashem. I trust in Hashem, so I trust in Hashem. So whatever I need, Hashem will give me. Whatever I want, whatever I ask, Hashem will give me. The shita zu, atfila betochen, heim emtsoi lekabalas misholes halev hanechzefes. Tefillah and betochen are the means that I get what I want. Your question. It's known and it's famous. Many stories of Gedol Israel the Doris say some ala al shicha kodesh bala nefesh achaim asaba minavadok haadmo bal shem remuni void shechoyle neflois gedoyle de betochen gomu shayye lehem vashem shimoles milush libo. They did enormous wondrous things through the betochen that they had. They were able to do miracles. Your kasha, but there were plenty that got killed. Why didn't they just do miracles and wonders for themselves? The Nefesh HaChaim, the Baal Nefesh HaChaim, HaChaim Velozhin, was once having a chabura with a few Talmidim, and he asked what the time was. And no one had a watch. So he said to them, if you had enough betochen, everyone would have a watch, and not just a watch, you'd have a gold watch. Just then, there was a knock on the door, and in walked a Jewish soldier, he called up to the Russian army. And he said to Reb Chaim, he has this gold watch that he has from his father, and he's going off to fight in the army, whatever, he's scared to lose it. Can it be makpidit? He wants to leave it by Reb Chaim Velozhin to look off for him till after the war. Reb Chaim said, I'm not prepared to look after it, who knows where you'll be, I'll have to go look for it, I won't be able to find it, I'm not interested. So he said, all right, whatever, I'll give it to you, you can have it as a present. Reb Chaim said, the person has enough betochen, he'll get what he wants. There's no, the betochen itself is the means to getting what you want. So let's call that the shittas achavas lavavas. Although, as I said, it's not. And that's nothing to do with your behavior, your conduct. If you have the betochen, afilu rosh gomo chesed yosef avenu. Hashita ashnir, yeshitas ra, shehuva li'il bebir aposuk tomim tiyem Hashem elokech. Rashi, in the way that he explains the pasuk of Tomim Tiyem Hashem Elokecha, this becomes the second shita in betochen. Lefi shita zu betochen pirusha yediya kahiroyim haboyim ala adam kulam haim miyad Hashem Yisparach. This betochen starts with the yesod that I know that everything that happens to me comes from Hashem. Ma sheyavo alecha kibul betmimus. Whatever comes upon you, you accept fully. Claimer. Hashalva, the menuchas hanefesh, and the tranquility that the betochen brings, hanichneses b'lei v'adam mikoich betochen ze bo k'toitzo mi hayediyah k'afilum chas v'chelile tavo ra miyad Hashem. The roga, the menuchas hanefesh, comes from the fact that even if a person, even if something bad chas v'chelile will happen to a person, mikol akum, he knows, I call it tova, it's good. So the tranquility comes not from getting what I want, but recognizing that what I get is for my good. This doesn't come with a guarantee that you get whatever you ask for. How do you know what's good for you? Hashem comes to you and says to you, you get whatever you want. Get whatever you want. Do you know what to ask for? How do you know what's good for you? But you know what's good for you? How often has it happened that something that you thought was the best thing for you turned out to be the worst thing for you? And how often did the thing that you thought was the worst possible thing for you turned out to be the best thing for you? How do we know? We'll carry that on over. We'll get to Tila. How do you know what to daven for? Okay. Nanaka Dugma, Adam Choshuv Bonim,
The person wants to have children. Yes, the betoch and the munah that one day b'zot Hashem we'll have children. Ein hechrach shemikoch bitchoyne hu yizke lezerach shel kayom. It's not imperative that because of his betochen he'll get children. Sherem yodei machen tifkid boilem azeh hu lasek begidul yelodim. Who says that for him it's good to have children? Well, like tafkid ze kva hushlam al yodei bovo. Maybe in his previous gilgul he already was makayim everything you need to have with children. But ishmo se yodei loy metaken in anachim. Can make him suck in something else which he couldn't do if he had children. The midas betochen zu adam mashlim im kol ma sheyovelav avoyra. A person is mashlim everything that comes from him from the boira, bein tov bein ra, ki yodehu she'ein ra be'etzem. He's completely tranquil whatever Hashem gives him. Why? Because he knows there's no evil. It's all good. Even something that appears to be bad is good. So therefore, we have two very clearly different approaches to betochen. The one betochen is, you have enough betochen, you get whatever you want. Means nothing bad's going to happen to you because whatever you want, it can't be saying that Hashem's going to give you things that are bad for you just because you asked for them. Right? It's a problem with the shechitah shechivus lavavos. You'll ask for things that are bad for you, and Hashem will give it to you. That can't be the betochen that we're talking about. Just, it's not such a big machlekes yet. You have to understand what the nafkamina between these two pshatim are. There's not such a big nafkamina.
The first one is not more the ratzon. If you want something, it's depending on your ratzon.
No, betochen. No, I want this. I ask Hashem to give it to me, and I have total betochen. I have no idea to explain to you what it looks like because I don't have total betochen. Yeah. But it's mea chuz betech by Hashem. He asks me to get it. So I state the chuz of Osma Furush.
We say, Endabar omed lifnei ha-ratzon.
Where's the makor for that? I'm waiting for someone to show me the makor in Chazal for that. There's no makor for that. It's a poshut, I MSA, that's my, there's the vaka zeh. Aval, koinem kol zeh lo nachon. I don't believe that statement. I don't think it's true. I have a ratzon to jump to the moon. You can ratzon to jump to the moon. Yesh dover show me lifnei ha-ratzon called gravity. You can't change gravity.
You know it's impossible.
And second of all, we've not
so
found.
It's not a ratzon 900%. If you know it's impossible,
that means it doesn't have a ratzon. You're saying in ratzon kizik.
Not sure it's
not said. But in the meantime, if you can find me the makor and it's only smart. I've been looking for 25 years. No one's been able to show me the makor of that. But you're right. The MSA lights, but we see there's such a concept. Yesh kizik. There's no statement. Ain't Dover, Emil, anybody ever seen the Chazal for that? I'd love to see it. A lot of things we're not exactly. You know, there's a famous story about why the Beis Hamikdash is built where it's built. With the two brothers. Lerner told me, asked Chaim Kanievsky what the makor for that Dovid HaMelech story is. And he told him it's an old Arab fairy tale. He told him. Maybe the Arabs got it from us, basically. But Reb Chaim said the makor for it is an old Arab fairy tale.
Does that mean he can't use the
story? No, it's an old story. They're teaching all the Ghanim. What do you mean you can't tell the story? You don't have to tell it. By the time your kids are 3, 4, they come on the Ghananim. The Ghananets have told them that story. There's a Sipushala Ghananet. You can't argue, whatever. It's a cute story. There's an enormous. If it's a Kron, you don't use that story because now you're not sure. But you know what I'm saying? Not everyone's Pesach Kron. You know? Not everybody needs to speak to all the parties involved and check it out. And yeah, there, he flew overseas and he spoke to this guy. He went, yeah, and he took out the archive. Pesach Kron doesn't tell a story until it's 100% correct. It's a nice story. No, the Nakuda there is not going to Rotsa. You don't have to have a powerful rod, you just have a betochen in Hashem. Shtei shittes halal mekarim besugi achas. Hanishnis betalmud b'shtei giyosois. It's a little mice that starts in the Gemara in Sanhedrin. Hai itede da habika mahadra le mashakal afrim tusi kerei de rabchanina. Amalom. Im istayes zili avide. Ein oid milvoda ksiv. There was this woman that was she's a witch, and she wanted to wanted to somehow do some sort of kisufim with Afra. You know the Gemara here in Gemara in Sanhedrin? She wanted to hurt him with doing something with magic sand or whatever. He took the story. And he said, if that's what you want to do, do it. Einod milvado. Nothing, you can't hurt me. I think that's the story. She wanted to take Afa. That's why you need Rashi. She wanted to take Afa from Mitachas Ragla Shor Rebbe Chanina. She wanted to take this dust from under his feet to do voodoo things with him or whatever. Come from Africa, is a Maisim Kolyom. Val kach amar Rebbe Chanina. Im istayem milaticho. Im atatzlichi lasos li maisim kesofim. Asi. Ein oid milvado ksiv. If you matzlich to do witchcraft, do things to me, say. Ein oid milvado. So what did he mean? Kloima. Im amokam chofetz bi lo tichli laharali. If Hashem doesn't want you to hurt me, you won't be able to. Vim kain tatzlichi laharali. Mitzis barach. Yot sadova. Vani makabloi. And if you are able to hurt me, then it comes from Hashem, so then I'm a kabul. Means manavshach. You want to take the dust from under my feet to do witchcraft with me or whatever? Kuzumta, go ahead. Why? Because if Hashem doesn't want me to get hurt, you won't be able to do anything. And if I do get hurt, vice versa, that's what Hashem wanted to happen. That's the gersa number one. The figyesa zu Rebbe Chanina Heishin lo isa makshefa. Ke afilu mi yatzliach b'chashvir. He was saying, even if you matzliach, it's from Hashem, so I'm a kabbal. Look, Loshan Rashi, the parish apostle, Tomim Tiyu, Mashiyov, Lecha, Kabbal, Tzimis. That's the Rashi in the apostle, Tomim Tiyu, Hashem, look at him. Whatever comes upon you, you're a kabbal, Tzimis. Bitchoinish Rebbe Chanina, hitbate bakach shehu yodaya shegamim hi yatzliach bakashvir. Even if she'll be matzlich with her magic, kapul b'mim yisperach v'dovu l'tovosu. All comes from Hashem, and akol l'tovati. It's all good. Only if Tet brings us in his that whole chapter he has on Bechira, where someone else's Bechira can affect you. The raya against the okay, whatever. Luma zois oisa maisa huva masechtas chulin. The same maisa is brought in Dav Zayin in chulin, with a slightly different gersa. There's four extra words in the Gemara over there. And he says to her, go for it. You can't do anything to me. Ain oid milvado. If he gives a zood, Chuvosu Shabi Chanina Yiso, Lo mistaye militicho, ki ain oid milvado, ani betuach ba kodesh bochum betochen gomo. You won't matzliach with your witchcraft on me. It's a slightly different pshat. Slightly, very different pshat. That's the machlokes we were mentioning in the Chovis HaLevavos and the Rashi. This is the shit of the Chovis HaLevavos. Betochen ze, betochen me'asug harishon she'eskanu. It's the first betochen we mentioned. Zu betochen vadei shelo era adovah shemimenu ani misyari. Nothing can hurt me because I know that whatever I want, Hashem's going to give me, so I don't want you to hurt me. He's not going to hurt me. Ainot milvado. You can't hurt me because ainot milvado. We have two shittas in Betochen, and we see them both coming in two different gears of the Gemara. The one is do whatever you want, loch patli, because ainot milvado. What does that mean? It means if you'll hurt me, that's what Hashem wanted. And if Hashem doesn't want you to hurt me, you won't hurt me. So I'm going back to bed. Do whatever you want. And the second one is, you can't hurt me because I don't want you to, and I have enough betochen that I'll get whatever I want. You see, those are the two shittos. V'chein v'kach lindoyni chazal liyakut shmoni ma'isa haye beKisrin v'haye sham ish gadol v'haye lo shem b'medina. There was this big man in Kisrin. He had a big name. V'haye shem ish acher v'haye sham ish acher v'haye shem rei medina oivin. There was another man, and the guards, the soldiers of the Medina were coming past. Matzo achsania echad, tafsu. They found some kind of a boat to stay, whatever. Matzo achsano chad, tafsu. They tafed him, they caught him. I don't know what's going on here. Amalehem, he said to them, Hani chayni ben baisa shel melechani. Leave me to go. I'm a ben baisa. I'm a member of the king's household. Member of the king's household. Kivin sheshamu kain anichu. They let him go. The shomrud aboker. They kept him. They didn't kill him, whatever. But they held him until the morning. The boker evio etzlo. In the morning, they brought him to the king. Amalo ben baisa mitzanu emesh. We found one of your household, one of your close associates yesterday. Amalo, bnei tamakiroti. The king said to him, I recognize you. I know who you are. Who are you? Amalo, lo, no, you don't know me. As Amalo, zeichata ben basi. How do you become a member of my household? I don't even know who you are. Amalo, so this guy answered back, but Bakasha Mimcho, Aini Ben Baisha, Ela Becho Betochti. I'm not a member of your household, but I had full trust in you, the king. Sheimola Amati Kach Hayimakinoti. See, if I didn't say this, they would have beaten me. Therefore, I had total trust that if I would say I'm a member of your household, I would come before you, you would protect me. The king said to him, "Bishvil shebotoch bi hanichu, because you are trusting me, I'll protect you." Kach David Amar, "Elokai becho betachti, al yatzlu oyvayli, because I have trust in you, Hashem, don't let my enemies succeed over me." What's David Amalek saying? "Elokai becho betachti, Hashem, in you I trust. Don't let my enemies beat me." It means because I trust in you, don't let my enemies beat me. That's the shit of the Chavos of Ovos. The etzem betochen that I had in you is enough of a schus in order to give me what I want. That's the mefurish in the Chavos of Ovos. That it's the schus of the betochen that lets the person get what he wants. Mashmoy satvarim hi she beschus ha betochen adam nitzal afo pi she'enu ben beisu shel ha-melech v'lo magia lo chanina. From this Yalkut Shmoyni it comes out to Mashmoy that a person gets what he wants even though he's not a member of the king's household and even if he doesn't deserve it. He gets what he wants via the schus, the koich of the betochen. It's the betochen that's giving him that schus to get what he wants. Amem yeshli don b'shita rishoyna sover shabetochen mevil yishur v'tzolah v'nishal yishashalem madur sh'adam yekabel es ma shelo magielo. Why does a person in the first level, in the koibis alavavis's betochen, why does a person get something he doesn't deserve? No magielo, you know. Maybe you want $1 million. According to your track record, no magielo. You have betochen, then I'll give it to you. So I'll give it to you. Well, why does the king save this guy who says I'm a member of your household when he really wasn't? Because he trusted the king that if I say I'm a member of your household, then you'll look after me. Well, I should look after you. Go to the soldier and get beaten up. Well, just because you say that, what's the ghetto? Why? Because I have betochen, I should get what I want, even though I don't deserve it. Why is a Rosh Hashanah entitled to have what he wants just because he has betochen? Nivar is a tshuva b'moshel. Betoich amatara l'shaber es ha'ezer. In order to break our ears, or to clean them out or whatever, give a moshel. Yelet katan v'shoivev, imetz la'atzmoy, tachbiv l'kfoitz mimakoy mezgevui. I don't know if you have a child who likes jumping from high places. What a scary thing. The climbers, you know, you have kids, they're climbers. They're on the roof, they're on the there, they jump off the roof, whatever. It's not nerve-wracking. They climb the highest trees they can find. Any of you got a kid like that? It's terrifying.
No.
I could imagine you having a kid like that.
Got a few like that.
Anyway, this kid, where yom ha-yelet oyle alechad ha-aronot b'beisoy, Oren Gavur Michad, he climbs into the tallest cupboard, closet you have in your house. He climbs up to the top. Umadiel Aviv kum it kaven likfotz me'aron. He notifies the household, he notifies his father, I'm about to jump. Hav goy bo shigerit miyad. The father tells him, you get down there now. Ki alul lepetze lenezekula. You get down there now, you're going to fall, you're going to hurt yourself. The kid doesn't listen. He knows his father loves him. He knows his father didn't hurt himself. He knows his father not going to let him fall and get hurt. The matzav zeh lo neteres breida b'yedav. Well, so what's the father supposed to do now? What do you do in this situation? The kid's trusting you. He's going to jump, and he's trusting you that you'll catch him. I'm lo magielo that you catch him. But what are you going to do? Let him fall? Break his leg? Why would you? Megoydel nachmanusa al benoy. So what does he do? He has to go up there and he's got to let the kid climb on his shoulders. This might answer your question a little bit as well. The son may need a punishment. You may need a punishment. After you take him down, whatever, you might wake him. You're not allowed to do that anymore. Give him the petek, say, if he does it again, there's going to be trouble. You know? Might affect his credit rating, you know? Yeah, okay. Whatever you do to punish kids today, I don't know. I don't have that problem anymore. You can't have a third helping of asking. So, good. So you get the picture? You're not going to let him fall off the cupboard and break his neck. So you'll help him down. Why? For one reason only. Because you love him and you care for him and he's trusting you. I trust you, Hashem. I'm in your hands. I trust you that you're gonna catch me if I fall. And we know that Hashem loves us, Ava, infinite love. He's not going to let me fall. He's going to give you everything you want. You're walking away from the world of Ishtadlis? Make Ishtadlis. You can't just have a token and trust in Hashem. There's a derech of Ishtadlis. Kovislav always says an arichas on Ishtadlis. What's Ishtadlis doing in a guy who holds it? You don't need Ishtadlis. You just have a token and get whatever you need. So why is there 20 pages about Ishtadlis there? Because you have a chiv to make Ishtadlis as well. But this kid, like the kid that's going to jump off the Arab. V'kach gam kan v'schusa b'tochen Hashem chitzolotoy. In the schusa b'tochen Hashem will save you. Ulam ha'ola la'anish al-kach ul-kapetz eschiyosof. Ul-kapach eschiyosof. It'll come out of your schiyot. Yaakov Avinu had this fear because of all the good that Hashem had done for him. He was scared that it was coming out of his schiyot. That can happen. It's a dangerous path to walk down. Because you may get something you don't deserve. Not may get it, you will get it, guaranteed. But you have to pay for it somewhere. Where are you paying for it out of? Out of your skirt. Okay, so that's the first shitter. We have to go in the... Maitz Hashem will see the Meshach Chochmah tomorrow. One of the most important pieces of Torah you'll ever learn. Don't miss it. That's another question. How can a Rosha be a Baal B'Tochen? First we have to have a get at what's a Rosha.
No matter what, it's a Rasha. If you have a complete B'Tochen, it can never be a Rasha. Someone who has a complete B'Tochen, really? How could he possibly be a Rasha?
What's the definition of a Rasha? What's the definition of a Rasha?
You don't want me to record the definition of a Rasha?
No, I think I finished. Sorry.